handful of dogs and cats have been killed by birds of prey, probably because their normal prey of rats and rabbits are able to tunnel under the deep, crusty snow. On top of that, the deer population is down, so there are fewer carcasses for the raptors to feed on. Ashland veterinarian Gretchen Wilson says it's breaking the hearts of animal lovers in her area.
We do know of other small pets that have just disappeared into thin air, basically.
She says in one case, a Boston Terrier has vanished, and in another instance, a collar and leash were found in a tree. The small pets aren't all that small. In fact, one was a 22-pound Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu named Hey Guy. Owner Tony Watts says the attack came 2 weeks ago in his own yard.
Against the snowbank was this great big black thing there, and couldn't figure out what it was, so I took a step off the porch, and this huge bird just flew away, and there was Hey Guy laying all limp and gone in the side of the snowbank.
Wilson says it isn't all the fault of birds. They're hungry, but she says it's Darwinism at work.
And if you want to stand in the way of Darwinism as far as your own pets are concerned, if they're small like that right now, with as hungry as these birds are, you maybe shouldn't let them out by themselves. You know, go out with them.
Meanwhile, Watts has a new puppy. He'll keep it on a short leash for the rest of the winter. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.